welcome Senators Obama and McCain. Applause. Let me begin with something generalizing how we're set in his 1952 presidential campaign. Quote, we must achieve both security and solvency. In fact, the foundation of military strength is the economy. Strength, end quote. With that in mind, then we first question. Gentlemen, at this very moment tonight, where do you stand on financial recovery plan? First response to you, Senator Obama, you have 2 minutes. Well, thank you very much, Jim. And thanks to the Commission, University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, for hosting us tonight. I can't think of a more appropriate time to talk about the future of the country. You know, we're at a fine moment in our history. Our nation is involved in 2 wars, and we're going through the worst financial crisis in the Great Depression. And although we've heard a lot about Wall Street, for those of you on Main Street, I think they're concerned for a while, and you're going to recognize them seriously in the picture of the economy. And you're wondering, how is it going to affect me? How is it going to affect my job? How is it going to affect my house? How is it going to affect your retirement and savings and future shock? So we have to remove ourselves and we have to remove ourselves violently. And I put forth a series of proposals and make sure we protect the taxpayers and engage in this important rescue effort. Number one, we've got to make sure that we've got enough oversight over this whole process. $700 billion, potentially it's a lot of money. Number two, we've got to make sure that taxpayers, when they're playing, there are many at risk. Next track, MC4 Acid by Aphex Twin and Lord Acid. And the possibility of getting no money back in the market when they remember return. Number three, we've got to make sure that none of the money is going back to the bad CEO and bank accounts too, or to promote golden parachutes. And number four, we've got to make sure that we're helping homeowners, because the root problem has here nothing to do with foreclosures, and they're taking place all across the country. Now, if you're going to recognize that the times of Brian Vandenberg, 8 years of failed economic policies promoted by George Bush, supported by Senator McCain, theory that basically says that we can shred regulations and consumer protections and give more and more to most, and somehow prosperity will